A 3-year-old little girl. There's an easel. There's paintbrushes. There's paint. There's water cups. And the paint water spills. Thank you for tuning in your consciousness to the Naked Human Podcast. I want to acknowledge your presence and what it took for you to be here today listening. My intention for you is that you receive what you came here for and find what you didn't know you needed. This podcast is about what it means to be a human being and what it really means to be naked, and how our relationship with Mother Nature has the power to heal us. My name is Carrie Cott, and I'm a nude nature photographer, licensed physician of Chinese medicine, plant guide, and wild woman embodiment mentor. I help women heal from sexual trauma, awaken their authentic voice, and distinguish between fear and intuition so they can be led by their deep feminine heart. I bring to life in this podcast my own internal wisdom. I will only share what I've learned and experienced on a personal level. As you listen, I encourage you to take from this what you need and just trash the rest. So, happy listening. Good day, good day. So this conversation is about a recent experience that I had. And I also want to preface it by saying that I've been having something show up in my space as it relates to my podcast about, like, it needs to be about nudity. And I think it's just because I received a comment about, like, how are you going to be able to talk about nudity for like a gazillion episodes? And I just was like, yeah, how am I going to do that? And in that process of considering that, I just lost sight in some way of the true intention and purpose of this conversation, which is about the deep connection within. And yes, this is called The Naked Human. And yes, I do share about physical nudity, but that's just the root of this, is about what it means to be a human being. And so this share that I have today is about an experience that I had. I've been working with this fucking incredible woman. And we've been doing womb, pelvic work, woman work, women's work. And she is just a profound space holder and match for me with where I am in my journey now. Like, we're doing it together. So I just also want to communicate that we have these incredible human beings that show up in our lives and help us, and we are in it too. Like, we show up together. So in this session that I had, it's very somatic. Very hands-on touch, abdominal work, vaginal mapping, just like exploration through dreams. So there's like, whatever happens in the session is what needs to happen. So, and I'm imagining, maybe you know what that's like, where you work with someone and there's many different tools and avenues and ways that you can connect and return home. So I'm actually going to bypass the details about what's physically happening, and just present knowing that we're working through and she's touching my body, my abdomen. And what emerges is an image and a feeling, a sensation in my body. So I'm just going to go into it and share a story. A 3-year-old little girl. There's an easel. There's paintbrushes. There's paint. There's water cups. And the paint water spills. And instead of saying she, I'm going to say I, because this is my experience. And I want to invite you to see yourself if it's there for you. So the paint water spills. And to me, it's life. It's life. There's no experience of anything but that this is life. This is just what's happening. I'm experiencing it. There is absolutely nothing in existence about what is and isn't. It's just, here's an easel, here's a paintbrush, here's water, here's paint, here's my body. And here's this moment. And there comes a voice. A really mean, stern voice. I don't even really know what it says, but it's angry and it's frustrated. It's upset. It's annoyed. That water's been spilt. And I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm sitting there. And it doesn't make sense. I'm confused. I don't understand why I'm being yelled at. And I have this awareness. This voice, this knowing that, I thought we all knew what we were here for. I don't understand. The water spilt. So what? It's okay. It doesn't mean anything. It just happened. I'm confused. I thought we all knew what we came here for. I thought we all knew what we came here for. And my shoulders and my neck harden. To protect my body from these daggers, from this sharpness, from this external force that's angry and upset about a mess. And it makes so much sense to me, the experience that I've been having my whole entire life. Of wanting to be and to get it so right, to not take on too many things in my life. Because I might drop the ball. I might spill the paint water. And then I'm gonna have to deal with people who forgot.
who forgot the purpose of why we're here. I'm gonna have to deal with them because they forgot. And then I was asked, how's that working out? Really fucking shitty. This frozen, stuck moment in time being a 3-year-old. It's literally been dominating my life. Afraid to take on too much, to make a mess, to attempt to avoid getting yelled at. Attempting to avoid others being angry and really feeling really connected to the awareness and the feeling and the experience of they forgot. Like, they forgot. And I've had many, 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 many experiences where I've gone into containers and experiences and events in life. Life is the greatest container. And I have an assumption that we all know what we're here for. Like, we're here to experience life and things are gonna get messy. And I've had so many experiences where that's not what's happening. There's anger and blame and rage. And so I've been trying to avoid taking on too much in my life, being too seen, being too vulnerable, because somewhere along the way, I am going to forget to do something. I'm going to make a mess. I've made messes. But that 3-year-old moment, attempting to protect as much as possible and keeping my life as simple and as clean and as orderly and as small as possible in order to avoid that experience, because when it's there, I have to tense and harden myself, and then I'm really upset. I'm already upset internally and confused. I'm confused, and there's an energy of innocence, like my natural innocence is wrong. The innocence of beingness, of bumping, spilling, of doing something is wrong. And I can feel that tension in my body. I've been carrying it around for a long, long time. So why am I sharing this? Well, there's a hope and an intention and a reminder of why it's important to look within, to take journeys within ourselves. I wanted to really say, like, it's important for us to do our work. There's a reason I have a container and I share experiences for women to show up in, because it's an opportunity for moments like this. It's an opportunity to fucking return home. To dislodge things so fucking imprinted. To awaken, to remember, to remember who we are. And I'm not here to tell you who you need to be and who the fuck you are. I'm here to provide a space that you can discover that within yourself. And the other magical thing that has shown up for me in this experience is this feeling and this voice of like, I don't want to clean this mess up alone. And there's this image of like, well, you made the mess, you gotta fucking clean it up. And I've had many experiences in my life where there's a mess and other people are involved in the mess. And it's the experience and the feeling of being left in that mess. Like, well, that's your trigger, so I'm out. And I imagine and I know I've done that with others. You know, it's a mirrored experience. It doesn't just happen one way. Like, it's the experience within me. And there's been many times where I've wanted to clean up a mess with someone else, and they just weren't there for it. And to me, it's really obvious that if we're together playing, you know, experiencing life together and something gets spilled, we're both involved in that moment, in that experience. And I just like have this reclamation within myself that I don't want to clean it up alone anymore. I don't want to have to feel like I have to clean it up alone anymore. And that might mean that I work with someone intentionally to help me clean up this mess, or just fucking accept it. Just allow it to be. Oh my gosh, I'm just getting that even more. It's not about fucking cleaning it up. It's about allowing it to exist and to be as it is. Because no matter how much I may desire moving forward and have desired in my life for the people that I'm experiencing and having these moments with to like be in it, to like look at it and pick things up and get the towel for it, it's probably not always going to happen. Every single person in my life isn't going to always want to help clean something up and tend to a spill, a mess. But I don't have to do it alone. There's no "you made your bed, now go lie in it." Ooh, yuck. Yuck, yuck, yuck. How many of you heard that one? And that just feels really good. Like, I don't have to do it alone. Whether you, whoever the you is, choose to stay or not, I don't have to clean it up alone. I can ask for help. I get to have help. I get to receive help. And so this process, this feeling, this image, this story, my body in the moment is starting to shake and like just like spasm and just like a lot, just allowing it to flow through, and sounds emitting from my body and wailings and crying, and just allowing that energy, just allowing myself to be fucking 3 years old, no matter what my brain is like, fuck, this isn't okay. This is like a fucking breakdown. Yeah, it is. It's an awakening. And in through my body, through this moment, imagine like a phoenix through ashes, rising through my body, through my being as woman. My inner woman morphing and expanding in goddess, and queen energy, and like this renewed experience of becoming a woman. Because I've been trapped in the 3-year-old moment. And holy fuck, I am now, I'm just like, wow, I'm now just becoming a woman. It is interesting. I went to this session, and when I came home, I had this chair delivered, or was being delivered on this day, that I was magically away for this session. And the chair, I chose it because I chose it. It didn't come from, does it match my decor? It didn't come from any of the how it's supposed to be done. Does it fit? Does it flow? Does it match? Blah, 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 blah. I chose it because I chose it. Because I was like, yeah, that chair. That chair. This chair. And so it was here when I returned home to my cabin. And I'm sitting next to it right now as I record this podcast, and it just feels like me, like a woman. I am a woman. This is me. This feels like a really yummy space to complete this episode. If this stirred something within your heart, your body, I would adore and welcome you to share that with me. And you can do that by emailing me. Smoke signaling as well works. I get those smoke signals. You can email me at carrie@carriecott.com. And until next time, thank you for listening. Holding this space, being here, showing up for what it means to be a human, for what it means to be you. Ciao for now. We're complete.
Thank you for tuning your consciousness to this episode of The Naked Human. However you find yourself, whether it's relieved, enlightened, triggered, or as if the past minutes were a complete waste of your time, it's perfect. Be present to it and allow it to be the medicine you need. I welcome your feedback and heartfelt reflections of how this episode impacted you. You can share with me online at thenakedhumanpodcast.com. And if you're feeling called for a more personalized experience into your nakedness, I invite you to join our community of wild women in person or online. You can find more specifics at thenakedhumanpodcast.com. And until next time, bye!